Yes, yeah, so I think we've charged the atmosphere beautifully with that last exercise, and that's a real good sort of base to spring from, to move into the Tonglen practice. So I don't want to take us too far away from that feeling. But just to point to a use of that exercise we just did is that we can, I don't know if how it may have been for you, but if it made it a bit more sort of concrete and vivid to have someone directly in front of you, then we can use that in the metta practice. We can put, we can actually physically imagine someone in front of us and exchanging with them in that way. So in a minute we'll do a Tonglen practice. Some of you I know have done it before and others maybe haven't. But just can I actually just check that, is it new? Is it a new practice to anyone here, the Tonglen practice? Yeah. Good. So well, it is and it isn't new, because we've sort of been in this area for the last few days, actually. It's in a way, it's a very, very simple practice, which just uses the breath. It rides on the breath, and it's using the natural rhythm of the breath to bring us into connection and to respond, to bring us into connection and to respond, so that breath can carry all of that. And one of the well, we can with that meet all sorts of things in our experience. So we can We'll start by meeting, as we have been doing in a way, whatever is in experience, just breathing that in, meeting that, and releasing it, responding in any way appropriate. Giving it connection. Offering it our heart wish, offering it well wishing. And we can use it to bring in anything. We can anything that we feel that we might be wanting to come more into connection. So we can use it to come more in connection with other people, with suffering in the world. So it can be a very far-reaching practice. And it all relies on this very natural flow of the breath, of giving and receiving. So as we do the practice, we don't need to we use the breath, but the breath is just teaching us. in a way that we can let go. We can sort of let the breath get on with it. You know, we can let the natural rhythm of the breath be the practice. Yeah. And that does contain and will contain all of that receiving and giving that's needed. Yeah. But we don't need to. Sometimes it can get a bit. We can feel a bit like we're grasping for breath because we haven't quite taken in enough, and we have to breathe out. So don't get too caught up in, you know, where you are in the breath. The breath is teaching us that natural rhythm of giving and receiving. And, you know, that may come in different waves for us, but we keep in touch with the natural rhythm of the breath, but it may be that we have a phase of receiving and a phase of meeting. Yeah, is that clear? Just so we don't get too... So sometimes when we hear about traditional practices of exchanging, yeah, which is carried on the breath, it sounds rather overwhelming. You know, we're supposed to be taking on all of the suffering in the world. Yeah. My God, you know, I can't even cope with a tiny bit of discomfort in my knee, and I'm supposed to be taking on all the suffering of the world. So in a way, well, the point is that we can't take on the suffering of the world. Yeah, little me, remember little me? Yeah. It's not about little me taking on the suffering of the world, yeah? It's about really having deep confidence, and the practice gives us deeper and deeper confidence that when the mind is free and open, when we're not grasping, then anything is possible. Yeah? The freed mind is we can find no limits in the freed mind. Yeah. Anything is possible. We don't need to put it up. Sorry, I just want to change where I'm going. This. Oopsie. Here we are, yeah. So we don't really need even to have confidence in our own ability to do this practice, yeah? We need to have confidence in the ungraspable, open, unlimited nature of the heart, of the mind. Yeah? That when we... I think we can see this in small ways, actually, you know. If we take that sort of risk and step and actually sort of give to someone, even give away something that feels quite precious, actually we feel happier, we feel freer as a result. Yeah. So it's taking that essential point and using that to really touch all that closing, all that, and just sort of allowing that to sort of that movement out to flow through us like the breath. Yeah. So it brings up all sorts of things doing this, because it's sort of, you know, well, hang on, who am I to do this, and what's the big mind anyway? You know, I don't know what that is, sort of thing. But all of this, it's like a sort of process of really allowing ourselves to open, to play with trusting, yeah. So when we get these, in a way, the practice could sort of draw out those responses in us. So when we meet those responses, we just breathe them in and release them on the out breath. Yeah? Breathe them in, give them the freedom, give them the sort of what they need, you know, which is in a sort of in a tightening, oh, I can't do this, you know, overwhelm, sort of all the spaciousness that that needs, all the sort of, yeah, all the listening, all the deep hearing that that needs, all the connection, all the stability, remember the rocks, the stability of the rocks. So any quality that's needed in there is given on the out-breath. And anything that we experience, all the fear, all the sort of I can't do this, all the oh it's confusing and I'm bored, or you know, all the everything, and all the joy as well, all of that is met, breathed in, breathed out, you know, just part of the flow. So anything that's in experience is carried on this, on the breath, like this. Yeah. Is it clear? I mean, obviously I'll talk through, but is it clear what...
We're going naturally with whatever comes up, we're not deliberately choosing.
In the first phase, well, no, I think today we'll probably just go naturally with what comes up. You can sort of bring into you know, awareness, if there are particular, like we've got the whole metta wall, and if you practice on your own, you know, you can bring anything into awareness and breathe it in and breathe it out, you know, as long as the principle is that it's not me doing this, actually, yeah. It's not even, you know, as we breathe in, we'll go into the stage, but it's not even, you know, even the sort of breathing in the pain in my knee, in a certain sort of way, it's not, my pain. It's sort of, well, you get the sense as you breathe that it's sort of, everybody has pains like that, you know, we've all got, I'm not the only person to have this pain, yeah, so as we, you know, I'm not the only person to have this fear, I'm not the only person to have this shyness, this overwhelm, this resistance, this whatever it is, so we just breathe all of that in with the sense of, yes, it's very concrete, you know, it's very present in our minds, and it's not just mine, you know, you can breathe in a sense you can breathe in, you know, it connects us with all the pain, all the tension that's around, yeah? So it's turning the tension, the separation, the resistance into connection, yeah? As we breathe. Does that sound possible?
Sounds wonderful.
Okay. So just to, in your own practice, you may have your own ways of really sort of starting from that place that we've sort of, in a way, we've really sort of warmed up the room. And in your own practice, you'll have, you know, maybe a way for yourself to connect with whatever sort of whatever feels authentic and but does really connect you in with something more than just little me, even if it's just faith that it's there. You know, even if it's just a sort of, you know, I'm determined not to give up on this. Yeah. but what will, how will, yeah, so that we can have this sense of it, you know, it doesn't have to be me that's doing this practice, because it all goes completely wrong if it's little me, you know, because little me can't even cope with the pain in my knee, let alone, you know, all of your pains, or, you know, so I just have to get all of that out the way, really. And allow the breath to carry to carry that faith, to carry that opening. And we'll go in now using are we going to use the Tara mantra or are we going to use the Amitabha mantra? Tara. Okay, there's quite a strong... We're going to use the Tara mantra.
Yeah, that's fine. Can I ask
a
question? Is it that we begin with our own petty sorrows and then do we begin even though it's not little me that's doing the practice, it's still little me who
has the sorrows. Oh
the
yes
suffering.
Oh yes, little me is completely included in all of this.
Is that where we begin? We begin with our personal sufferings at the minute,
and
then do we include other people who are experiencing similar things?
Yes, you can. I'll talk you through it as we go. But yes, it's bringing little me into connection with something that's a bit bigger than little me. Yeah. So all of those little me are totally welcome. All of that is breathed in and given exactly what it needs. So whatever's present for little me in experience, I'll talk you through it. We may not get today to actually, to bringing in, to summoning up other people to bring in, but we'll still get that sense of that we share the suffering. Okay. So would someone like to lead the Tara mantra? Sangajoti, thank you. So, yeah, just when you're ready, we'll lead ourselves.
Om Tare Ture Swaha. tu tare tu re swaha. Om tare 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 tu tare tu re swaha.
So as the sound of the mantra fades, the resonance, the vibration fills the room with flowing, loving sensitivity, with radiating kindness. Mixing with the combined force of all our metta. Opening the heart. Softly, tenderly. Filling the space. And we sit bathed in that love, in that care, in that open-hearted wisdom. We entrust ourselves to it, letting our hearts and mind fall open, free, alive. And if it helps to imagine light pouring into us, filling our hearts, with kindness, tender care, with sunshine, our hearts fill up every pore of our being. Is touched by the vibrations, by the resonance of Tara's love. Loving awareness. The space where everything is free to be, just as it is. Seen and loved. As we sit here in this space, breathing together, we can take in with the in-breath whatever wants to be felt, whatever wants to be experienced. Receiving it on the breath. Right into the heart. Right into that pool of loving light. That free awareness. Whatever it is, however it wants to arrive, breathed in to Tara's light. naturally felt. And on the out-breath, we release more love, more responsiveness, more connection, whatever is needed. Our wishes carried, that it may be given. May it get just what it needs. All the space, all the understanding. All the freedom to be just as it is. All the time in the world. Breathing in whatever's there now, all the physical tensions, the emotional shades, nuances, all the muddiness. Whatever comes, breathing it in, breathing out more and more flow of well-wishing. Without any need for a result, everything on its own terms, the flow of love is inexhaustible. There's always more to give. Breathing in all the distraction. Breathing out absorption. breathing in sorrow, grief, breathing out spaciousness, connection, breathing in criticism, breathing out joy, everything gets exactly what it needs from the inexhaustible flow of free mind. And as we breathe, we can be aware, I'm not the only person who has this sort of sorrow, this sort of tension, resistance, despondency. Breathing all of that in, knowing that others have this too. Breathing out the release, the freedom from the suffering. Wishing that others may also be released. Carried on the breath. It's not my discomfort. It's just discomfort and ease from discomfort. release we breathe out, the more release we receive in our hearts. Inexhaustible flow of the freed mind, of the open heart. Everything is welcome, fully felt. Given relief. Any suffering that comes to mind, ours or other people's, can be included in the flow of love, in the rhythm of the breath. If it's there, and breathe it in, fully experience it, offer it release, wish it freedom, ease. Any sense of resistance or overwhelm breathed in and released, given calm, space, freedom. Understanding. with each breath, more and more suffering and pain and tension breathed in. With each breath, more and more sensitivity, release, freedom from suffering, joy, love, sunlight is released. Inexhaustible source of loving awareness of the freed mind. Until it seems as if everything is freedom and love, and we're breathing in freedom and love from one another and to one another. Carrying our sense of relief, of ease and joy, radiating further and further, limitlessly.